Finishing off the amazing set, mid-year guest selecting. Wow, what a track. Harry Nilsson, Without You. My heart breaks into 1,000 pieces every time I hear that track.
Again, there was a band from Wales here in the UK called Badfinger. And they wrote this song many years ago. Harry Nilsson did a magnificent job of this thing, and the band is like a heartbreak story. The band never received any money. They did suicides and all sorts of stuff happening in this band. But the songwriting that they had, what they did was just incredible. And to hear, I remember hearing Harry Nilsson singing this, and I'd never heard of Harry Nilsson. I didn't know anything about him. I'd read that he was friends with Ringo and, you know, John Lennon and whatever. But the way he sings this, it's got so much passion and power. It just, you know, as a still a teenager probably when that came out, hearing that and thinking that's humanly possible. Someone can do that. And they've sung it, you know, thousands of miles away, and it comes on a little bit of plastic and it comes out a speaker this size and your radio, and it can make the hair on your neck stand up. It was black magic. It was just incredible. And it still does that. You hear that today, and when he goes up and hits that, I can't live Livings Without You, it's just exceptional. There have been many versions of it. None of them, they all pale into insignificance compared to this. This is just glorious.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your amazing history and your fantastic music taste with us this afternoon. We're all very excited for your arrival on the East Coast and Cruel World. Should we give away these tickets?
Please, yes.
Do you want to ask a trivia question?
Sure. I mean, we've mentioned it already, so it's not particularly difficult. My first ever band that I was part of, we had a number one record. We've mentioned the name of the band, and I'm sure finding the title of the record shouldn't be too difficult.
All right, tell us the name of the band and the title of the record. Call us up, and I'll give the phone number away right now. Thank you so much for joining us here, Midge. And let's end with one of your tracks. Do you have a favorite that you would like us to play?
I think I do a little broadcast from here, which I set up during lockdown. And I vowed because the world was going crazy, and it seems to be going crazier, I would start this podcast with the same song every time. I'm not a religious person at all. This song was a dream, and it's a childlike sentimentality, but it's still ridiculously relevant. It's called Dear God.
And that phone number is 201-200-9368. 201-200-9368. Tell us the name of Midyear's original band that made a number one record. I need the name of the band and the number one record. This is to win one pair of passes to Cruel World. That's in Pasadena, California, next weekend, May 17th, with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, New Order, Midyear, Go-Go's, Devo, etc. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Again, the number for those tickets, 201-200-9368. First person with the right answer wins. Bye-bye now.
Dear God, is there somebody out there? Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man with simple words to say. Is there some point in asking, asking for more? Only God is where we are today. Lost and alone and afraid. Something to say. We had it all and we threw it all away. Is there somebody watching? Somebody watching over the mess that we've made? We're lost and alone and afraid. There's something good, though all our years of solitude go on and on and on. We'll be right back.
you're thinking, oh, great, it's a new Bucci, brand new Bucci. What's he going to do for this show? It's going to be great. Probably going to do that dream charcuterie show he's been promising for years. Seriously, what is going on? Well, I got to say, unfortunately, this is not going to be that show. This is a pre-recorded show. Bucci's going to be gone for a couple weeks. He's going sailing. He is on a boat or two. He is sailing. He was promised boats, and I hope that the sailing will be done on a boat. And it's not spelled S-A-L-E-I-N-G for some reason. And it's just going looking for sails. Oh, man, Bucci. But this show that we're about to hear is from April of last year, Skate and Die, it was called, where we all tried to land the skateboard trick. You know the one. And we all did it in one way or the other. So everybody enjoyed that, okay? It's enjoyable. And that's a Bucci promise. I don't have my drops, but it's a Bucci promise. Okay, so I'll see you in a couple weeks. All right, that's it. Keeping it short. Right now, let's listen to some music. Let's listen to something from the great Vince Staples from his 2024 album, Dark Times. It's Radio. That's right. Radio.
In the morning, zoned in, waiting for my favorite show. Riding with my pops in the front seat, pull up to the block with the real G. 92.3, 94.7 away. I know my real ones from the ghetto relate. I know they finna play some Melly today. My favorite rapper till I hit seventh grade, and Aaron played below the heavens, and everything changed. Better day was just a stone's throw away. K-Day would play the records that my sister would say was realer than whatever I listened to. When I got older, I realized it was true. The purity of when it's nothing to lose. Backwards again at the rhythm and blues. I turned up my hustle, I turned up my section, I turned up my head. I turned up my savage, I turned down the street and I made me a hit. Just like music. Hey, Mr. DJ, can I make a request? The woman that I love won't respond to my text. I broke her heart, I'm trying hard as hell to clean up the mess. I pray to God above, but he ain't never seen nothing back. When we met, she told me she don't ever listen to rap. I asked her why, she said, no man should speak to women like that. I asked her why, she said, the woman is the key to the earth. And she the one to give birth, and she was raised in the church. So what you saying, the verse means something different, but to me they just words. Wasn't really trying to hear it till she kicked me to the curb. And I was smoking Robinson, and after that I play Roberta Flack. Had a James and Amy waiting for the day she take me back. Michael and his brothers made me wonder about who loving you. Brandy understand me, broken hearted, sitting in my room. I got a lot on my chest. Can you play my request? I turned up my hustle, I turned up my section, I turned up my head. I turned up my savage, I turned down the street and I made me a hit. Just like music.
Tonight that we will be doing that will be very special.
Pick up on the radio,
everybody, pick up.
Bad vibes. This is the chair that makes me go. Oh yeah, here we go. All right. Am I comfortable? Come on.
Ah,
that's comfort. Let's go down. Ooh, whoa, baby. Man, I wish I was I wish I was an octopus. Then I would have all the arms. And I could do all the things I need to do, cue up this, cue up that. But then, of course, I wouldn't have the intelligence to do that. Octopus is can't do Bucci.
Bucci. Adage.
At least not yet, right? All right, let's just get this thing started. Crack a can of coffee milk. Mmm. I have a whole jug of this coffee milk. I'd say it's a, you know, it's a 4-gallon jug. A lot of people don't know what coffee milk is because it's a drink and a liquid that's specific to the place where I'm from, which is Rhode Island. For some reason, no other state in the union has figured out coffee milk. They're sitting there with coffee and milk in each of their hands, and they're just, I guess, drinking it separately. Mouthful of coffee, mouthful of milk, shaking it up in their mouth, swallowing. I don't think I like that reverb. But they're never, no other state has able to be, has been able to put the coffee and the milk in one glass and serve it over ice. Or serve it warm in a carton. I don't know why that is, but it's one of the things that makes me proud to be from Rhode Island. And the other thing is, clam cakes. Oh, and Lightning Bolt, the band. So I have so much, people are asking me, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org. That's even worse. I should have stayed with the reverb I had. All right. The reason I have all this coffee milk, is this weekend I went home to Rhode Island, to specifically Cranston, Rhode Island, where I was born, on the streets of Cranston, right in the middle, right on the yellow line. That's where Bucci was born.
Trust Bucci.
I did that because I needed to do a lot of shopkeeping stuff for Bucci. I needed to get into this huge fight with my uncle and jeopardize our relationship. The phrase screaming argument doesn't really sum up what happened. And, you know, we just have different views on how this show should go. Like he's my executive producer. No, thank you. So that was hard. I didn't love that. Stressful. But the other thing, one of the things that happened, and it's the thing that happens every time I go home, is like kind of slip back into those old habits, you know, those old hometown habits, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Every time I go, I say, Bucci, you got to stay away from that Dunkin' Donuts. Don't lean against that wall. Don't hang around with Steve. He doesn't have your best interests at heart. Don't peer through your old high school. That time is over. It's all right. But the big habit that I try not to get involved in, and I always do every time, is skateboarding. Mostly it's the skateboarding. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this. But for the new listener, of which there are many, old Bucci used to shred. He used to street surf. I know you can't picture it now because of all the, I put on so much muscle. But back in the D day, I was thin, light, pliable, and every day back then, I was on the deck dropping into the half pipe, listening to the Dead Kennedys, sliding and gliding all over that Stop and Shop parking lot. And I was good, babe. And for a second there, I really did think I was going to go pro. And Spitfire Wheels, the skate company Spitfire, their wheel branch was looking to sponsor me. I was going to go on a tour with Jason Lee. But then, I don't know, they decided not to do that. I never did get the reason why. I think it's because I passed the drug test. I said I passed the drug test. And then also I got into Cambridge, so I couldn't do it anyway, because I had so much studying at Cambridge to do. C'est la life. That is V. But that did not stop my thirst for the boards. So many hot summer nights. Right? Hot summer nights in the AutoZone parking lot. Popping, locking, laughing. Smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes. That smell brings it all back. I remember, there weren't a lot of cigarettes in Cranston back then, so we had to smoke what we can get. We had the Marlboros, but then we also had like really, really terrible ones, like the Rolled Gold cigarettes or Virginia Slims, which were better. But then we run out of those, so we had to smoke Virginia Fats, which was like 10 glued together Virginia Slims. Of course, people are concerned. I'm not really smoking now. People in the chat are like, should you be smoking in the studio? I'm getting a text from Ken. It says, stop. But I'm not, don't worry, I'm not smoking. Bucci does not approve of cigarettes or vapes. Cigarettes are bad for you. This is the sound of someone smoking a cigarette. It's just the sound of someone smoking a cigarette, which is good for you. Ooh. It hits that itch. All right, that's enough cigarettes. Even the sound of a cigarette is, you know, it is too much is a good thing. Or it's too much of a good thing. I don't know. But, you know, like, oh, sorry, when I, like I said, I went home, backslid into my old habits, literally. That's one of the tricks I invented, the skate tricks, the backslide. And then the fakie backslide and the reverse backside. Backslide. And it was great, you know. Skating is the fountain of youth.
Bucci. Adage.
So then it was when it was time to go back to New York, I took my board with me. I didn't want to. I really didn't. I was kind of surprised to find it under my arm. There she was. And because I lost a lot of... Listen to that loop. I lost a lot of skin to skating. I busted my arm. I really messed up my knee. Coming down a rail. Broke my Nokia. My Nokia phone. That got smashed. But I guess... there's nothing I can do about it. I keep running away from skating and the board keeps following me. The bug has bit Bucci. And it didn't give me Lyme disease. No. It gave me grind disease.
Skate, 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 and die.
That's supposed to be skate or die. See, this is why I argue with my uncle. It's the little things that he messes up. Never mind. So, I was skating. Stop. So, I was skating to WFMU. I was skating to WFMU this afternoon. I had a topic prepared. We were gonna build our dream charcuterie board. It's gonna be great. What's the perfect charcuterie board? Are the olives stuffed or not? Does it contain sweets as an addition to salts? Stuff like that. I think it would have been a good one. But then when I got here, I just feel like I didn't want to stop. I just wanted to keep skating.
Skate, 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 skate.
And then I thought, who says I need to stop? I'm pretty sure you folks out there, and I'm talking to you, love skateboarding as much as I do and are just aching for a chance to show me some tricks. And according to the emails I've gotten, they've been wanting this topic for a while. Some sort of skateboard relating topic. So I'm going to give it to you. There we go. So what we're going to do this show is I will want you to call up and do a trick on the phone. Impress us with your ability. For once. And because Bucci is hard to impress, figuratively. Because you better not come here with some ollie, some simple ollie, and expect to be showered with admiration.
Ooh.
But if you can't skate, let's say you really don't know how to do it, which there are a handful of you out there, or if you don't have a board, you threw out your old board, or if you're just not, your legs won't take it anymore. You lost your balance because of an inner ear infection. That's okay, because another big, big part of skate culture is having people sitting there watching you skate. For every two skaters out there, there's three or four people just sitting there watching, doing the filming, laying on the ground, letting people ollie over them, just cheering. And I know a lot of people, not Bucci, Like I said, I'm a skater. But other people would just, you know, love to hang around skaters and get some of that, you know, that backdraft, you know, that cool backdraft. You know, you're like, if you're hanging out with skaters, you must be cool. So if you just want to call in and hang out in the bleachers and watch Bucci skate, that's fine too.
Watch Bucci skate.
And just make sure that you take some good pictures, though, of Bucci for the Instagram Bucci Nights. So that's going to be after the break. We have our boards, we have our big jeans, we have our flattest sneakers on. But that's after the break. And one of the biggest things that we do have is we have the music. If Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the video game, taught us anything, is you have to have a soundtrack to your grinding. So here we go. Here's something to get us in the mood. Something that I used to blast all the time. It was just blast city. We used to put the CD in and blast it. It's Korn. Hey, this is Bucci. Just reminding you that this is a pre-recorded show, not live. Don't call in. Right now, I am going, I don't want to listen to that Korn song. I don't know what I was thinking, but let's listen to something by, Primus from their magnum opus, Tales from the Punch Bowl. It's Over the Electric Grapevine, only on WFMU and in Bucci's high school backpack. Oh! It's Bucci. Back.
Smooth Booch.
It's a smooth Booch. We're back here. We're skating, grinding, sliding. 201-209-9368. Call up if you want to show us a trick that you know. Or one that you invented. Or just a classic trick. I know you've done all the tricks before, but this will be different because you'll be on the phone while doing the tricks. So this will be the first time ever a skateboard trick has ever been attempted while being live on air with a local DJ. Caller, you got your booch. Yeah, hello. Who's this?
I'm ready for my trick now.
Oh, hello. Is this, who is this?
F-R-A-N-C-O.
Franco. Hey, Franco, how are you doing today?
I'm really good.
Oh, that's great. So, Franco, you're from California, the birthplace of skating. Are you back in the day? Did you do that? Did you ever skate the?
Sure did.
Yeah.
But it was like in the Pleistocene era.
Oh, the Pleistocene era.
Well,
not the Neolithic.
We only had wooden boards.
Right. Were you just one of the
wheels? I still have mine, actually.
Clay
wheels. Super surfer.
Yeah, this is back when it was just kind of literally surfing on that asphalt, right? No tricks, just speed.
Well, yeah,
speed.
Especially where we used to ride, Rio Hondo College, which was very steep. It was in the Rose Hills. It was not too far from my house.
All right.
And you could hurt yourself.
Sure, of course. Anything that's worth doing, there's danger, you know. And I'll tell you one thing: skateboarding is worth doing. You know that, right?
Of course I do.
All right.
It's all about skateboarding. It's here. It's always been here, and it will always be here.
Great, and it's always under your foot.
Does that make any kind of sense at all?
No. So, what's the trick that you're gonna? What's your favorite trick? What are you gonna show us tonight?
Well, this is sort of like, I'm doffing my hat to the parking lot of Rio Hondo College, but I'm kind of far from there right now.
Sure.
So what I'm going to do is, my house has a barn roof. It has a very steep pitch.
I never knew that.
So I'm
you.
Just going to bomb down the roof, and when I come to the end, I'm just going to fly out into the front yard.
Okay, so
and hopefully the privet bushes will stop me.
Okay, so all right, this sounds very radical, Franco. But because this is the radio, I'm gonna need you to have you sign a waiver that says that if there's anything, any harm that comes to you,
it's my own darn fault.
Yes, yes. Bucci does not take any responsibilities for any injuries that you may have while skating. That is solely the responsibility of WFMU and station manager.
Well, I could always hit the mailman too, and that's a federal crime.
No, you don't want to do that. All right, so this is there's no name to this. Do you have a name to this this trick?
No, I just thought it up.
Okay, so this is brand new. This is the first time, huh?
Well, I would never even consider doing this if I wasn't on the radio.
All right, let's go.
Fast.
Wow. That was slick, man. That was... You hurt?
I don't think I can get up, though.
Oh, no.
Can you bring me a coffee milk, please?
No. Like Franco, like Dorothy's slippers, coffee milk is all around you. You got your coffee, you got your milk, put it in a pint glass and you'll be fine, all right?
Maybe I'll ride my skateboard to the store and get some
coffee. Pour it on the wound. All right, man, thanks.
Oh, yeah, pour it right on like it's vaccine.
Okay. It is sterile. All right, bye. I don't know if coffee milk is sterile. Don't put it on your wounds. 201-209-9368. We're skating in the park, grinding it out. People in the chat are asking me, what kind of board do I have? What kind of skateboard do I have? Well, I'll answer that question, wise guys. I have a Twin Peaks skateboard, limited edition. It's very nice. It has Laura Palmer on the front, and then Billy Zane's character from season 2 on the back. It's probably worth some money. I probably shouldn't be skating with it. I won this thing at a bar that was holding a Twin Peaks Part 3 viewing. They were doing a little Twin Peaks trivia, and I answered the question. This is off topic, but do you mind? The question was, how many of you here are here to watch Twin Peaks? And the answer was everyone. Everyone in the bar was there for that reason. It was a special event. Everyone was there to watch Twin Peaks. So people thought it was a trick question, and then but I'm the one who spoke up, and I won the skateboard. Anyway, that's the board I brought with me tonight, and then I, of course, I have my my wheels. For wheels, it's the Spitfire 121s, which are the only wheels that Bucci uses. This is not an ad for Spitfire wheels, by the way. I'm not looking for sponsorship anymore. I did try to get station manager Ken to have WFMU's first ever corporate sponsor be these skateboard wheels, and it actually did seem like he was going to do it. But then Michelle, WFMU's own Michelle, put the kibosh on it, you know, like she does everything. Because I'm pretty sure that she's trying to... It's a selfish reason. She's trying to get this Sopranos pinball machine to sponsor us. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How you doing? Wait a minute.
I still want my $10.
I'm sorry, Henry. You were very quiet. What do you want there?
I want my $10.
No. I received.
I want my $10.
I got a notification from my bank that $10 was cashed at your location. So, are you trying to scam old Bucci, Henry?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Do you have any skateboard tricks that you want to try out?
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been skating, Henry?
This is my first time.
First time, all right. That's great, that's great. It's easy. Would you mind signing a waiver that says if you get hurt, it's not my responsibility? Here, just sign that. Just sign that, please.
Okay.
In triplicate. There we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What's your trick going to be? What's it going to
say? A backflip on the skateboard.
Backflip. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, and let's go. Whoa! That was nice. You want to try another one?
Yeah.
All right, one more time. Whoa! Yeah! That was sick.
Sick.
Okay.
That's great, Henry. Do one more. Do one more. Ready?
Okay.
Man, you got it. You should go pro.
Okay.
At least on the radio, anyway. All right, Henry, thank you. And thank you for acknowledging that at least that I've paid you the money. So, you know, I'm glad that this is behind us and you've been paid and I feel better settling the debt. Thank you so much, Henry.
Bucci, one more thing.
Yes.
I also really like your drop.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you do it? You want to do a drop for me right now?
Yeah.
That says, just yell, give me my $10, please.
Okay. Give me my $10.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm going to use that for the next time someone owes me $10. Because I don't owe you anything.
Okay.
All right, bye. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
Century, how are you?
Who's this? Oh, Zach. Changes. Zachary, yeah. You strike me as someone who used to hang out, smoke cigarettes, and watch people skate. Is that true, or were you more in the trenches? Doing pop it,
little of
pop
both,
shove
but
it.
As I grew older, my aversion to pain and getting hurt grew greater than my desire to roll around on a board.
Of course, and you know, back then they didn't have big inflatable suits that these modern skateboarders wear. So there was some.
My mom tried to sew one, but
really, it
didn't always
work.
It popped
injury.
After the first or second fall, usually. And then
yeah.
I'd have to just sit around.
Yeah, that glass in those swimming pools can really mess people up.
Gosh.
So, Zach, what kind of trick are you going to do?
It was a little combination.
Oh, combo.
It's called the Crack Dirty Gravy Plate. Some of my friends and I did.
Oh, all right.
When I was 13.
Okay, let's see it. And don't pretend to skateboard. Actually, I want to hear your board. So let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Go.
Okay. Yep.
Whoa! Yeah.
Skate and die.
Man, you skated, but you didn't die. That's how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I don't feel good.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that was the wisest thing.
Not my responsibility.
You didn't ask me to sign anything, Bucci.
Oh,
so.
Jesus, no!
Yeah, just like Henry. I'm going to be coming after you. Coming after the 10.
No,
I'm going to come after a lot.
I got to go. I'm just going to forge his signature. Zach, I think it's Z-A-K-E-R-I, Zachary. I don't know his last name, but I'll just put Zachary again. So you signed it, I'm pretty sure. 201-209-9368. We're doing ollies, shove-its, kickflips, rail slides, grinds. We're pumping it. Heel flips. You ever do the nerve pinch and the nerve punch? That's when you take the board and like kind of wobble back and forth. There's the iPhone 4. I know that trick. 201-209-9368. While I was describing skateboard tricks, I lost like 3 callers. But what we're doing the first ever skating sesh in on the radio. It's the first time. All right, I'm going to. You know what? People are like, yeah. You're all talk. Let's bust some moves. All right, Bucci. All right. Here we go. I'm just gonna start out with something super easy. Just gonna do a. Let's do a little ollie. All right. Didn't land it. One more. One more time. One more time. God! Oh, my hernia kind of hurts. All right, well, this is it, big time. Come on, baby, Bucci. Call it a Bucci.
Hey,
who's this?
Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you, you strike me as a skateboarder. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
There's that tone that strikes me as a skateboard tone. All right, so what's your best trick? What's your best skating board trick?
Up the tree.
That's the name of the thing, up the tree. That sounds like something you have made up yourself.
Yes.
That's fantastic. You're like Edison. You're like Thomas Edison, but for skateboarding. Right?
I don't know who he is, but...
Okay, well, just look him up, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's like me, except for skateboarding. All right, so, Hero, if you don't mind, would you mind signing this waiver that says if you do get hurt... It's because of station manager Ken should have kept Bucci under control. Here, sign that, please.
I didn't do it.
Okay. All right, so let's hear it. What's it called again?
Up the tree.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was great, Hero. Yeah. How are you doing? How's it feel, huh?
I feel fine. My leg is a little hurt.
Yeah. So, where do you hang out? Where do you hang out and skate? Is it you're just in your living room, or what do you do it?
Around the neighborhood.
Yeah, in your cul-de-sac or something. All right, Hero. Thanks, man. You rock. You're rad.
All right,
bye. All right, let's just try this again. Here we go. All right.
Bucci.
Oh, man. Oh, I was getting these things earlier. I was getting them earlier. Two 401-209-9368. If you want to grind with Bucci, we're doing a nice skateboarding sesh. Anyone who wants to skate, just do it with me on the radio, and everyone will be going, whoa. Boom, boom, boom. And you know what? I think the issue, at least with me, is I don't have the right music. You know, music is important to skating. It's married to skating. Music and skating are married as Bucci is married to his recent wife, which is completely married. So let's turn down the funk, and let's bring up some nicer music for this next sesh. Hey, caller, you got Bucci. Who's this?
Bucci, what's up? It's G-Money.
Oh, G-Money. Hey, G-Money, how you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Oh, stretching my out a little bit, doing some push-ups, getting ready to wow the world.
You're getting ready to do it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for us tonight?
All right, so I'm going to hang out by the approach to like one of those huge construction sites.
Okay, yeah. You're in a construction site right now. You're not breaking and entering this construction site, right?
No.
Right?
The approach. It's like one of the avenues.
That was close.
Approaching it, you know?
Okay, all right. So you're going to be doing in... All right, there's some great stuff in there. There's all sorts of things to grind off of, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
So, like, here comes the semi, and as the semi is approaching, I'm going to pick up some speed, and I'm going to fly.
All right, let's do it, and let's bring up some nice music so we can, like, you can get inspired, all right? Go for it, buddy.
So great an area of land.
All right, here we go.
From our western shores, those beautiful scenes down to the south.
Whoa!
The beautiful mountains with ease. The ships with painted sails.
That was hot. G-Money, man, you impressed me.
Were you taping? Did you press play? Did you press record?
It's recorded forever, so if you want to go to the WFMU.org and you want to impress your friends, you can play back that, or you can go to the podcast, Apple Podcast, and you can play it for your friends, and they'll all go, wow, G-Money, still got it. He still got it, or he still has it.
Cheers, Bucci.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be good.
From fair Atlantis.
Jesus, what? Call it, you got Bucci.
Oh, Booch. How you doing, Booch?
Yeah, who's this?
It's a Double G.
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you doing? You strike me as a watcher of skateboarding. You know, through the fence, kind of just like your nose pressed to the fence, kind of watching all the cool ones.
Day, Booch. I used to skate back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. What was your what was your favorite kind of skateboard?
My favorite kind of skateboard?
Yes.
You know, it's whatever I can, you know, nab off the street. You know, I didn't grow up with much. So, you know, it's whatever people threw away. I taped a lot of the duct tape, a lot of decks together.
So what'd you have, like a board and four apples or something like that?
They were oranges, but let's not compare them.
Man, you're so fast. All right, so let's see how that how it sounds.
So
yep.
I'm actually calling from the condo next door. I'm gonna tray flip from the condo to the rooftop of WFMU.
You are? All right, geez. Okay, yeah. But then can you go backwards? Because I don't want you anywhere near the building while I'm in here. So just go here and then flip back to the condo,
if
you don't
mind. I'm only facing this direction. I got to turn around. It'll be fine.
All right, let's hear some music for your thing. All right, what do we want to hear?
Yeah.
Go.
One, two.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
That is great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Reverse. Do a kickflip. Shove it. Ollie impossible. Oh, there we go. And then Ollie possible.
There we go.
Yeah. Goofy foot. Do it on the goofy foot.
Break.
Wherever you're going.
Wow, man. That was literally sick. You're, man, that's great. You're all beat up, though. I forgot to have you sign the waiver.
Oh, I can't sign any paperwork.
Why is that?
It's fine.
All right.
Between you and me, you know.
Why is everything between you and me? Like, we have all these, you seem to want to have all these pacts between you and me.
Bucci.
It seems like you're always trying to rope me into your thing.
Well, you know what? I think I might start calling Stanley Tucci if you're going to start talking to me like this.
Yeah, why don't you call Stanley? Something. Yeah, why don't you call that fake Stanley Tucci that you call, whoever that poor guy is?
Bucci. Oh, I'm so hurt.
Yeah, well, again, You signed a waiver saying that any hurt.
I didn't sign nothing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to forge your name and there's nothing you can do about it. Caller? Nope, there's no more callers. All right, let's bring this. Yeah. Here we go. This is it. This is for all the marbles. Caller Yagabuchi. Caller, you have Bucci. Yes, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jerome.
Damn it. Yeah, hey, Jerome. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, hey, what are you? Are you a watcher or are you a doer for as far as skating is concerned?
I'm always a doer.
You're a doer, huh? All right, so what kind of trick are you going to... What are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to tell a story of how you can be a jazz walker because you're a skateboarder.
Can you, like, be skating while you tell this story so we're kind of killing birds with stones like a psychopath?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so...
I'm ollieing as...
Wait, no, you're not ollieing because I don't hear any ollieing. But first, you also have to sign this waiver that says if you're in any way damaged, it's, you know, it's your own fault. So sign it, please.
I'm damaged by my own mental telepathy.
Yeah, all right. I don't even know what... I'll write that. I'll write that at the bottom. Damage.
Mental telepathy.
All right. Wait. What's your name again?
Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. All right, Jerome. Let's do your skating, but I wanna let's hear whatever the heck you're talking about.
So when I was a freshman and I was
I gotta play music.
Live and in stereo from the ultrasound.
All right, go for
studios.
It. And I went down a slight incline and fell quickly and damaged my ankle. So for the next day in walking on the college campus, I was doing a crazy limp.
Yep.
And a kid who was a jazz trumpet player walked up to me, and he knew I liked crazy music.
Skate?
And was like, man, what are you listening to?
Whoa.
Sounds like you must be into some crazy out stuff. And it was just because I was limping. Skateboard accident gave me credibility in the jazz community.
I've never seen a skating jazz person before.
But I'm sure there's definitely some guitar players that skateboarders.
Oh, I don't think so. But
the Wolf Eyes guys all skate.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and the Big Boys guys, they're like, they're all skaters, right?
Yeah, but they're like side, you know, I don't know, whatever, fake jazz. I don't know what that their jazz rap name was.
Well, you know what, Jerome? You impressed me with both the story and your skateboarding. I really enjoyed hearing about it and watching it and smoking a cigarette while doing
that. And here's another image. There was nothing greater than being a 17 rollerblading down Fifth Avenue sitting on the Trump hotel.
Wait, you were doing what?
In 1997, as I was rollerblading down Fifth Avenue, I'd always hawk a loogie on Trump Plaza.
He must have been so pissed.
I was ahead of the curve.
Was he looking out the window of his penthouse going, Jerome?
He was never there. He was like, you know, like, Trump. I don't know where he was.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably rollerblading somewhere.
To loog up. I could only loog down.
Oh, wait, that's a Bucci adage, I think.
Bucci.
No, it's say your name.
Jerome.
Adage.
All right, Jerome. Good one. I mean, I don't really know. With all the music and the skating goes on, I did miss a lot of that story. But that's okay. And also, some of his skating is still going on for some reason. He's gone, but his board continues to do tricks. Stop! 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 I'm gonna smash it. There we go. Caller Yagabuchi.
I'm in Beans.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Beans.
Deans? What's your name?
Beans.
Okay. Well, just go forward. What kind of trick are you gonna do?
I was gonna try to make some beans.
You trying to make some beans with the board?
All right, I can jump over my house. That's what I was going to do. Right?
Why don't you? Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't. That sounds made up. So why don't you ollie over Bucci? How about that?
I can do that.
You want to do that? Okay. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh yeah. No, you're like, oh no problem. Guess what, pal? You're going to have to ollie over me while I'm standing up. How about that?
Can I call it a Bucci?
Yeah, you can call it a Bucci shove it, but don't shove Bucci, if you know what I mean. Go for it. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right, here we go. You're going to ollie over me, right? You're not going to hurt Bucci, right?
Promise. Bucci.
Actually, I want you to sign a waiver that says you're not going to hurt me.
I thought I was going to sign a waiver that says I was not going to hurt me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sign two waivers. You're not going to hurt me, and you're not going to hurt you. Are you ready?
Oh, man, that's a lot of... Okay,
get on the board. Sure? Skate, skate and die, pal.
Skate.
Ready? Go. Hit me on the head.
Ooh.
You hit me right on the forehead.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, you know, you don't really need one of those.
No, I need it. Oh. Oh, I gotta recover. Nope. One more time. 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 This is it. Come on, one more time. Come on. Come on, Bucci. Come on. Son of... I got it. I have it. .201-209-9368. Damn, I'll try to sneak up on it. .201-209-9368. You want to skateboard with Bucci? That's okay. If you don't want to, if you don't know how to, that's fine. Just watch Bucci skateboard. And I'll just, you can just hang back smoking a cigarette, watching me, and maybe doing a little video filming me. Maybe you could ollie. I have, you know, we tried to ollie over me. That was a mistake. But I also have all this charcuterie that I bought for the topic I was going to do, the dream charcuterie topic. So I have all these pickled onions and fig jam and shaved Parmesan. And if you want to ollie over that, that's fine too. I remember when I first got bit by the tick. Tick. The skateboarding tick. And it buried into my armpit. Is when I saw this guy on my block, and he was, you know, a good deal older than me. You know, he was about, yeah, I guess about 10 years older than me. 10 years older than me, so he was 42. And he was doing tricks. And he did this thing, and it was, he called it like Babe Ruth. He's like, I'm going to do this thing, it's called an Ollie Impossible. And yes, it's as hard as it sounds. And it's when you you lift up, and then you kind of kick out, and then you flip it around your foot, and then you do that, and it's one of those. And then, so it's very hard. It's one of the hardest things. And we were all crowding around watching him, you know, just like, oh, wow. And so he did this thing, clean, like that. And he stepped off the board and into the waiting arms of like five people. And they all gave him a hug. And he was at the center, almost like he was at the hub of a really good Spitfire wheel. Listen to that sound, so smooth. And it's then I want a hug, some sort of love. And what is, I'm not going to do it with my personality. Might as well try to do it with this. Might as well make my personality skateboarding. Call Yuga Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Oh, Jesus. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Stan. I'm calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
Oh, God. Southwest side of Chicago, huh?
That's right. Yeah. Over here on 63rd Street by Narragansett.
Oh, I see. I love that. I love that area. So Chicago's very flat. So, I mean, what are you skating off back then?
Hey, I'd like to grind these trucks on anything I can find, be it rails, concrete, curbs. You know I like to skate.
All right. Are you out there by that Frank Lloyd Wright house? Is that where you're kind of in that western part of Chicago?
Nah, we don't got none of those Lloyd Wrights out here.
You don't got a Lloyd Wright out there?
It's a bunch of bungalows, basically.
All right, a bunch of, a B of B. All right, Stan, why don't you grind off a Chicago hot dog or something? What are you going to do? What are you going to trick? Are you going to do?
I'm going to be grinding these instead of like a rail or a
skate.
Curb, I'm going to be grinding on hate.
You're going to be grinding on hate? Is that what you just said?
I'm going to be grinding on hate and all of the bad things that in the world.
Okay,
today.
Just sign the waiver that says you're not going to sue Bucci. Go ahead, sign it, please.
Okay, done.
All right, let's hear this this anti-hate skate.
All right, here
Bucci.
Goes.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah! Oh!
Whoa, that's a good one. Oh, unfortunately, you did not hit that last one, and so hate wins. I'm so sorry, Stan. All right, that's it. Micah, do you want to do a trick? You're a skateboarder.
What's
you're
a trick?
Yeah, we're skateboarding.
Is that like, oh.
On the air.
I have no concept of what that means.
Too late. You did it. Good job, Micah. Damn it! One more time. Oh! Yeah! I did it!
Bochi.
One more time. All right, kickflip. Oh, my hernia. Oh, that wasn't good. I think my hernia busted through the protective netting that I had set up. Let me see. Oh, it's all wet now. Oh, skate and die. Now I know what it means.
Hey, Bucci, you want to skate with us?
I do, and you did too. Thanks, everyone, for grinding, calling it out. Remember, it's the fountain of youth. You ever want to be young, be on or next to a skateboard. And if you did get hurt, it's good pain. All right, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Skate for life. And who listens to Bucci? You do, Bucci.
WFMU Radio. The last DJ went way over time. That's why we're way late. Sorry about that, folks. I'm Billy Jam. My co-host here today is Boss.
Yeah, Bossolonious Funk, Boss One, Boss B.
We just lost a couple of minutes there, Boss. 3 minutes from the show, but we'll just speed up the music so that it's faster and fits in. So the name of today's show is Nine. It's the 9th of May. Going to be playing a whole lot of new music today, and Boss One is going to do a cold reviews. That means he's going to listen, and he's going to do a review. He's going to listen for the first time. But first, let's go back in time to 1994 to the vocal.
Really like this.
To the
song.
Vocal version of Boogie Monsters.
Yeah, Threshold.
Recognize Thresholds
of Stress.
Of Negative Stress, their debut single. On WFM, you know.
ASR10 production.
I can see your only eyes locked into your skull. My backbone is on and when I roll, my mind is full. Guess who? I'm swooping through the air like pestilence. I know your nerves are shot, it's in this height from my presence. Got the aura of a gazelle and roll like an ox. I linger in the air and make my vocals bust shots. To your dome, I'm thicker than the junkie nostrils pointing. The membrane of the party nucleus of the brain. The cytoplasma is getting fatter as it grows. An expansion of the throat, so blow the trash out the nose. Thick within, your mental will extend upon arrival of the truth. The spiritual, you hear it. You look so light the wick unless you're busy like a stick and TNT. I override the threshold to take it back to the seal. Can it be? Entering the party. Come and grab the microphone. Come and move my body. Well, I came through the door. I said it before. I never let the stress get me down anymore. So as we walk through the threshold.
in with the
up like Dracula, feeding off the energies, flip them like French toast, I beat the spatula, my man, my blackness, we're coming through the fatness, the drifter, floating through the mist of the blackness.
Attack us like a virus, look into my iris, say that achy, breaky heart, stuff for Billy Ray Cyrus, just wonderful and juggernauts, breaking down the walls, I fall into my zone and I realize I...
kid with a Catholic uniform, but nowadays all the girlies just swarm. I don't know why I'm walking through the negative stress in your Levi. And you just won't let still make it with dress.
Well, I'm that little peasy-headed kid from back in the day. The one that could run fast, cut and go the other way. And run a 3840, leave you in the chills. Leave you at the 20, standing still, holding your gills.
I used to get frustrated with my night ears. It never matched my wits. I used to be in tears. I used to be chilling. I used to roll dice. Nowadays I'm thrilling. My wears are twice
and
as nice.
And ice on the rhyme flip. Watch out, the rhyme tip just gets more complex as we come. Let me say my name is Vex. 3-5-4-5. Oh, mom, yes, I said it before. But bringing it, Mondo McCann, cause he got more.
One day I'll be the rich and famous, sitting in my Nova. Scooping chicks, getting chicks to flip like Benova. Got my powerful ice ring and everybody's the
swing
technique, so flow, you fly free.
So in 94, yo, it's all about the music. Here it comes spiritually, now you can use it. So we eliminate the worst and the best, and eliminate the threshold of negative stress.
Stress. Stress. Alright, alright, that was the Boogie Monsters, one word, and their breakout oft-forgotten single from 1994. And that's our old school track of the day. I'm Billy Jam, this is called Put the Needle on the Record. Apologies for the late start, and also want to let you know that my guest, my co-host today is Boss One. Boss, how you doing, man?
I...